Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Security, the state of the, well, I suppose the state of security in South Africa. Apparently there has been a big shift from South African police service duties to private security, which I think is very, very interesting. And it really raises the question, are private security companies doing the South African police service's work? Joining me right now is Jan Sambo, who is the senior manager for law enforcement at CIRA, which is the Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority. Good morning, how are you?
Good morning, I'm fine, how are you?
All right, thank you. Thank you so much for your time. So, are private security companies doing the job of the SAPS?
What I may say, I think over the years, you know, there's been a blur between what are perceived to be the duties of the police and private security, because I think the public has come to a situation where now there is more need for protection, and now those who can afford, so they get to go to a route of, you know, securing their premises or their themselves with private security. So the work that, you know, in the past you used to be of the police, like, you know, patrolling your area, your residential area, and, you know, protecting other properties, you know, it's now done by private security. And you see in, I think, estate security, you find private security companies protecting those parties that are staying in those estates, and, you know, you get people that are not being protected by those protection, and also property or like money or assets that are being escorted when they are being transported. So there's been now a play, you know, you cannot easily distinguish what is the police work and what is private security work in today's world.
It sounds ideal. What are the downsides? When I say ideal, I mean, you know, private sector is always going to be better resourced than the government sector. But what are the downsides for us as consumers?
What I may say is, I think it's an opportunity that you know, opens itself, as I indicated, that, you know, those who got, you know, they need protection and they are willing to pay, then, you know, they will get to use private security, because remember, public security that is done by the South African Police Service is for the benefit of the whole public. And we know that the South African Police Service cannot be at all the angles of our country because of limited resources and in personnel and number. But with private security, because it's something that you're paying for, there's more competition with different businesses. So there's that open market now where, you know, they take the advantage of the less resources that sometimes the state may have in respect to policy.
Yeah, well, you know, where do we go from here?
One thing what is apparent that we cannot run away from is I think we need a better way of, you know, coming to partnership, yeah. Private security and public security, that is public police, you know, getting to partnership, you know, in the way of fighting crime. Because what is important is, you know, to deter crime before it happens rather than to react to it. So what you see with private security is more of deterrence, because you see them, that they are visible on the streets, on malls, you know, on airports. So yeah, that on its own is a deterrence that I think even the South African Police Service will appreciate to have. That, you know, what is important is, I think, a better relationship between the private security and public security, and in also in sharing information so that, you know, we can deter crime.
Yeah. I mean, we saw in the insurgency last year, in July last year, or June, when was it, July last year, we saw that private security companies almost became army-like in their role, and they were backing up the police, when often the SAPS, you know, we all saw those disastrous videos of SAPS, members of the SAPS looting and involved. Maybe it's the way to go, as you say, is looking at the partnership. What has been the trend over the pandemic in terms of security companies? Are security companies popping up all over the place? I mean, what is the trend?
What I may say, during, let's just going back to 2020 when lockdown started, and then we saw a lot of, I think, public buildings and private buildings being closed down because parties, people were working from home. And I think that's where now it was an opportunity again for private security, because I think there were more contracts that are coming in to guard that space that of the business buildings that are vacated. But it has also been some kind of a challenge for ourselves as a private security regulator, because I think with that opportunity, you get somewhere where you may find service providers that don't comply with legislation and, you know, deploying security officers that are not registered or businesses that are not registered. But I think we were up on, you know, ready for issues like that with the South African Police Service, where we were actively, you know, investigating and checking that, you know, our regulations are being, you know, are being adhered to, and also the disaster regulations. So there's been an opportunity for private security in growth, but also a challenge, I think, in regulating and monitoring compliance.
All right. Just before I let you go, Jan, thank you very much, firstly. Secondly, today's Alien Day, which, so I'm asking the question, and this is in a completely different vein, if aliens landed on Earth this afternoon and it was up to you to show them the best of humanity or the best of the planet Earth, what would you show them?
I think in South Africa, one thing that is so good with South Africans, I think, is their dance move. I think one thing that I would show the aliens is, you know, our dance moves, and surely they will be very excited.
Play them Jerusalem.
Yes. You know, you could see it even, you know, it escalated to the whole world, starting from South Africa. So, yeah, that's our trend here.
There you go. Dance moves. Absolutely. Thank you, Jan Sambo, Senior Manager for Law Enforcement at Private Security Industry Regulatory Authority. Yeah, what's your thought on private security companies? I mean, should we just privatize our police force?